بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا. That's the end of course 2. I bet you guys are well chuffed. Subhanallah. I know it's been a long course, but alhamdulillah. Like I said, if this course is done properly, inshallah, you will be able to read the Quran by directly looking into it. If that is not the case, then you need to go back and repeat the course. Because each and every single lesson, if you have understood it and then move to the next lesson, then inshallah you will be able to read the Quran by now. And then moving on to course 3 is going to be a piece of cake. But if we didn't put the work in the beginning, then inshallah you'll have to go back over the course inshallah once more. And it's not even hard, guys. It's only 20 odd recordings and then about 5 minutes each. So inshallah, to repeat any one of the courses on our website is not an issue whatsoever, okay? On purpose, I try to leave the recordings up to about 5-6 minutes average time, so that it's easy for you guys to listen to, even if it's one a night. It's nice and easy, okay? So if you're not able to read the Quran and you're finding it difficult, you need to go over the course once more. For the rest of you guys who, mashallah, have put the effort in, alhamdulillah, is course 3, inshallah, is going to be a really good course, inshallah. We're going to go through the Tajweed rules, inshallah, and then move on to course 4 and finish off by the 11 surahs from the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, and the last 10 surahs of the Quran. MashaAllah, proud, mashaAllah, of myself and you guys, mashaAllah, that we lasted out so long. Alhamdulillah. First and foremost, like I said in the introduction, once you know this knowledge, I would like you to pass the knowledge on to people. Try not to contain the knowledge, please. The whole reason why we are offering this service free of charge is because we are in need of your prayers and we are in need of you to pass this knowledge on to other people, inshallah. And that's not void of reward for you. If you pass on even one verse, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each letter, subhanallah, that anybody recites, you're getting 10 blessings for it. So end of the day, alhamdulillah, even for you guys who are going to pass the message on, inshallah, it's not void of reward. And inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will stand by you as an intercessor. And all the other things that we mentioned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the virtue section, okay? So jazakum Allah khairan for completing course number 2. I look forward to seeing you in course number 3, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.